Open your King James Bible, please, to 1 Timothy chapter number 1 and verse number 12 for study number 128 today, please. Now, this 15-minute audio Bible study commentary, as we call them, is titled 1 Timothy Study 128-Ministry. We'll take that word from verse number 12. Our text is found in 1 Timothy chapter 1 in verse 12, and it reads, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who hath enabled me, for that he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry." Let's pray. Father, we thank you today for a brand new day. We thank you for the touch of God upon our lives. We thank you for your direction, and how you've took care of us down through the years. Lord, how that you've ordered our steps, and we thank you, Lord, for the blessings that have pursued our life. God, we thank you today that you're real, and Lord, we can put our trust in you. Help us now, Lord, to preach, declare, teach, and give forth the word of God as we should. I pray that the power of God might open the eyes of those who cannot see spiritually, and God, those who cannot hear, I pray you'd open their ears. May the Holy Ghost of God convict, convince, and convert that when it's nearest hell. And I pray, God, you'd touch the hearts and lives of men and women as we preach this study today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, this study will be number 128 out of a series, and it will be the ninth study on verse 12 of the first chapter of 1 Timothy. We'll title this lesson today, Ministry, which is the last word of this verse. The word ministry means a service of helps. Ministry is a labor of love and a desire to do something to help support something or someone and help them or that work to be prosperous. A ministry of the Lord is the use of our talents, abilities, and anything else that God has endowed us with to bring people to the knowledge of the truth out of the Word of God. There are a lot of things that we can call ministry in the church that the Lord has ordained, and there are some things that are not designed of the Lord that's called ministry. We must, as Christians, be very careful about what we get involved with and make sure it is of the Lord and not just something that brings glory and honor to self. It may look good, but it may not be right. The ministry we're going to preach and teach about in this lesson is a ministry of the Lord that brings glory and honor to God and lifts him up instead of our flesh and our abilities. We're nothing, and he is everything, thanks be unto God. We must give him all the glory and honor we can possibly give him. We are nothing without him, and if we do anything, it is because he has enabled us with the abilities and talents to do so. Amen. To understand the ministry of the Lord, we need to study the Old Testament tabernacle ministry. The priest had to work and labor every day in offering sacrifice for the people of God. The priests were to be dedicated and clean and consecrated in their lives and in order to offer the sacrifice and service for the Lord and a sacrifice for sin. They had to keep the candlestick or the lampstand filled with oil in order to keep the holy place lit for the priests to do their jobs. This was a ministry. They had to keep the table of showbread replenished. Their job was never, never finished. They had many other jobs and duties to perform that we'll not have time to cover in this lesson. It was a continual ministry. They never got to the place that they did not have anything to do. Neither will we. It was a daily ministry on a 24/7 basis. The priest had a continual ministry that signified the minister Christ today, which is making intercession at the right hand of the Father of today for us on a continual basis. The job of redemption of our souls is finished. Christ said it's finished on the cross. But the job of intercession is a continual job of our mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we praise God. Amen. God has ordained certain things in this day of grace for the church to perform and do in order to further the gospel of the Lord Jesus. I have preached quite a bit through the years on the duties of the church and the responsibilities of the congregation. The church has been given the highest responsibility of all the world. There's nothing greater than preaching and getting out the gospel. Its main thrust is to be preaching of the Word of God, to reach the lost and dying in order to turn them around and to redeem their soul from sin, from shame, and the eternal punishment in hell. Now, God has equipped the church with the instruments that it needs to evangelize and turn the world upside down. We'll list some of these instruments in this study that God has and is providing to get the gospel out to every creature. The church has been sent forth to preach the gospel, as we see in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 through 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Now we have the command, and we have the authority to go into all the world, not just part of the world, and to preach and teach the gospel. The world is open to every believer. It's the duty of the church and the responsibility of the church to win the lost at any cost and see that we get it done. This is the ministry that God has given the church, and that's what we're talking about today, ministry. It is a divine ministry. On top of that, of the church, it comes from above, and this has not been ordered out from the government or ordered out from mankind. It's been ordered out from heaven. Now, the meaning of a minister is the office, the duties, or functions of a servant. In the biblical sense, it is the office, the duties, and the functions of a servant of the living God. The ministry is the aid, the service, and the instrumentality of a servant of Christ. The ministry of the Lord is varied and includes many facets which are many times taken for granted. Some ministers of the church are not pleasing to God, even though they are done in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It seems that churches are constantly putting things together and calling them ministries that are far from bringing men and women to Christ. These ministries sound good, they even look good, and they appear to be good, but they are in direct opposition to the Word of God. They are not real ministries. The ministry of the Lord always has the motive of winning people to the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the purpose and the primary purpose of the church and should always be. To deviate from winning souls is to step outside the will of God and the Word of God. Many think that the ministry of the Lord is just preaching of the Word of God. There is the ministry of prayer that is very important to the cause of winning souls to the Lord Jesus. There are many who can't do anything but pray for the preacher, pray for the church, and especially for those who are lost and undone without the Lord. Many who pray on a constant basis are a lot of times not even recognized, but their prayers are the real reason things are accomplished in the work of God and in the church. The ministry of prayer is a great thing, and it is necessary for the advancement of the church. I would hate to think of a service without anybody praying for the service. Prayer is the key to the power of God in our lives and in our services. Little prayer means little power. More prayer means more power, and much prayer means much power. Prayer is the key to our service, and it's a key to the ministry of the Lord. Now, there is also a ministry of singing. Music and singing add to the service of the Lord. Playing instruments and singing is not a calling of God, but it is a talent given to us by the Lord. Singing prepares the hearts of the people for the preaching of the Word of God. Singing and music settle our minds and hearts and allows the Holy Spirit to work on the hearts and minds of the people who are preached to. Preaching is the choice of God to bring men and women to the knowledge of salvation. God ensures us, informs us this in Romans 10:17. He said, "So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Without preaching, we're not convicted of our sins, and we will not be convinced that we are a sinner. Therefore, we'll not call upon the Lord for the salvation of our soul without preaching. God uses preaching to show us that we're lost, that we're sinful, and that we deserve an eternity in the pits of hell. Anything we do for the glory of God and the advancement of the kingdom of God is a ministry. God does not overlook or ignore anything we do for His honor and His glory. It may be simple and not of much importance to those around us and see us, but they will do and please God. God tells us in Mark chapter 9 in verse 41, "For whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward." Whatever we do in the name of Jesus is noted by the Lord himself, and will be rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ. This is a ministry. God has a large filing cabinet, and he will not run out of space to put all our works and our deeds and all your works in my deeds together. Amen. And he'll never forget one of them, and he'll not forget where he filed them. He's omniscient, and he knows all things. Glory to God forevermore. Witnessing, passing out gospel tracts, and visiting the lost are tremendous ministers as well, and will not go unnoticed by the eyes of the Lord. We're commanded to be soul winners, and we will be rewarded for doing all we can to reach lost souls for the Lord. The Bible tells us in Proverbs 11:30, "The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise." It is wise to bring souls to the Lord. Amen. Even if those we witness to are not saved or will not receive the Lord as their Savior, we will receive a reward for doing our best in trying to reach those who are not saved. Our works and any ministry we have for the Lord are important, and the Lord keeps the records of all we do. He knows our intentions, and whether we do what we do for the glory of God, or whether we do what we do for the glory of self or our denomination. Many churches have food pantries, ministries, and they help feed the poor in order to help bring the lost to Christ. That's a ministry and can be a good ministry if it's done for the glory of God. It is a good thing to help people who are in need at any time, but to do it for recognition to self or to draw a crowd is the wrong motive. It is doing a good job in the wrong way. David did a similar thing. He put the Ark of the Covenant on the new cart he had made to bring it home after the Philistines had control of it for a long time. A man by the name of Uzzah died because of it. The Ark was to be carried on the shoulders of men with staves and not on a cart. David did the right thing, bringing home the Ark, but he did it in a wrong way. Many ministers are like that in the work of the Lord. 2 Samuel 6:6-8 says, "And when they came to Nacon's threshing floor, Uzzah put forth his hand to the ark of God and took hold of it, for the oxen shook it, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah. And God smote him there for his error. There he died by the ark of God. And David was displeased because the Lord had made a breach upon Uzzah, and he called the name of the place Peruzzah to this day." One of the difficulties of the Christian life is trying to reach people for the Lord who do not want to be reached. They're lost. They're without Christ. And unless they trust the Lord as their Savior, they will spend eternity in hell. That's a tragedy, especially when you consider that people don't have to spend eternity in the lake of fire. If they would only turn to Christ and put their faith in Him for their salvation, it would solve the problem. When it comes to the matters of the heart, only the Lord has the power to change a person. You can't force someone to listen and turn to the Lord, no matter how hard you try. If someone does not want to hear what God has to say, he or she will not listen. Not always, but sometimes, the harder you try to reach that individual, the harder the person's heart becomes, it seems like. Amen. Now, anything we can do to get the attention of a sinner on his lost condition is considered a ministry of some sort. We are to do anything and everything we can to get the unbeliever to see his lost soul and its eternal destination. If we never get them lost, we'll never get them saved. We're to abide by the rules and regulations of the Word of God in order to bring people to the Lord Jesus Christ. The ministry is not to be the results of what we think or what we want. The ministry is to do what God wants us to do and what He will have us to do. Now, we trust this lesson today, study number 128, called Ministry, has helped to inform and help strengthen your spiritual life. May God bless you. Amen and amen.